Rumi, you have the day off today. What are you doing here?
I just, wanted to know if you had the time to talk.
Is everything okay?
Everything's fine. Are you expecting anyone else to come in soon? Are the walls, soundproof? Would it be okay if we talked about something private here?
Yes, we can talk here. Are you getting a cold? Have you asked Bobby to get you juke? I have some tiger balm in my office.
I'm okay, I swear.
Then what's wrong? Are you nervous about the Idol Awards?
No.
Rumi, there's nothing in this world you can't tell me. You know I'll always be on your side no matter what.
I know. Sorry, I just wanted to tell you something. I met someone. A girl. We've been going steady for a while now. She's been really good. She's been really great to me, Celine. And I wouldn't tell you about her unless I was sure.
Sure about what?
About being with her.
Do you still like boys?
I'm pretty sure I do.
Good. That's good.
Good?
Yes. We can use that.
Use what?
It'll keep things flexible for you.
Celine, she's not a phase.
I didn't say that she was. I'm just telling you that you don't need to keep any doors closed. Not yet.
I'm not keeping doors open. I really think Mira's the one.
Mira? Kong Mira? Kong Minjae's daughter?
Yeah. We met at the charity ball 4 months ago. She was the girl I was with in the cafe you told me to stop
Rumi. Going. I'm sure that Kong Mira is a wonderful girl, but you can't look at me and expect me not to think that she might be trouble.
She isn't, though. We weren't going to say anything to anyone until we were both ready, and then...
And then?
And then you were going to... I was going to tell people so that we could...
Not going to sit here and tell you that you should cut things off with her. You are an adult. But I'm going to tell you this as someone who loves you, Rumi. I don't think you should tell people. Ever.
What?
You're young. You don't know what you'll think in the future. If you tell people, Rumi, you'll box yourself in. And you don't know what...
But it's not like that. Celine, I'm sure about her. I'm so sure about her. And about myself. I can't
just... You don't understand how unforgiving people can be. I would have been okay if it was someone else. If you had told me that your group of friends were... Or... But not you, Rumi. It can't be you.
You were okay when I told you last time. How could you say that it...
Because I'm trying to protect you. You were so young when your parents... Your entire life is in front of a camera, Rumi. If you take a misstep, people will kill you. Do you understand that? They will tear you to shreds. And no one will be able to protect you from it.
But it's not like I'm...
Not you. It cannot be you. I won't allow it to be you. Losing Myeong was bad enough. She wouldn't... She wouldn't want this for you either.
Don't. Please. Don't speak for her.
She would want you to be safe. I want you to be safe. I want you to be happy. I want you to be better than any of us could ever be. I want you to make choices that reflect how good you are.
But I am. It was fine before Mira, because at least I don't know, but I can tell that it's killing her now. I can't do that to someone I love.
I care about you, Rumi. I care about you so much. I love you in every way I can. That won't ever change, no matter the choices you make. But how could you be so selfish as to not think that this would affect everyone around you? If you come out, you won't be the only person harassed in an evil world. Mira will be next. Your peers will be next. Everyone will look at your old videos and call you dirty. The way that you looked at someone when you were...
No, no.
Everything about your life will be scrutinized and fed through a microscope. So will the girl you like.
No.
So will I. So will everyone who works in this building, who depends on you to be strong and responsible. Your family will be paying for it. Do you think I enjoy asking you to do this? Do you think that if I didn't know what it was like to be...
No, I know.
You don't know what this is yet. You haven't been together long enough. There's a chance you haven't found the right boy yet.
All I wanted was for you to tell me that you...
I do, Rumi. I love you so much that it hurts to even have this conversation with you. Trust me when I say this hurts me more than it hurts you. I didn't raise you to make irrational choices. Not like this. I love you more than anything else in this world. I will stand by you no matter what happens to you and whatever ends up happening. But if you actually want to marry a woman or this girl in the future, we can talk about this again. But we don't have to talk about this anymore. I love you. You are my beautiful girl. You just don't understand yourself yet. Please. You have to believe that I'm not doing this because I love you less. I just want what's best for you, Rumi. I really do.